Not available in all states or situations.
And we welcome you in at 4:03 on a Monday afternoon here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. It's KGYM, Todd and Alex with you on 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 and 106.3 FM and the new, all new, brand new, Jim OT on 107.5 FM, streaming online at KGYMradio.com as well. Buttons on the other side of the glass, and he is in for a big day today because we've got a fantastic prize for you just for listening to us. It's like a verbal box of Cracker Jack today. But before we get too far down the road, want to remind you that as it is Monday, we are being presented by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. They've been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years, and you can find out for yourself why that's been the case if you visit them here in Cedar Rapids or in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Randy'sFlooring.com is the website. Iowa goes on the road and beats Minnesota. How in the world did the Hawkeyes wind up pulling that off, especially with Luka Garza in foul trouble? We're going to get into that momentarily. Also with Mac McCausland tonight at 5:30. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us today from Lawrence, Kansas. Iowa State getting ready to face the Jayhawks at Allen Fieldhouse. And UNI suffers a tough loss and a broken nose over the weekend. Things not easy for the Panthers from here on out. We'll get to college basketball. The NBA All-Star game over the weekend, plenty to get into with that. And careful what you wish for if you're Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball have wanted Mike Trout to have more of a presence. Well, Mike Trout has more of a presence now. He's spoken out, as have a number of players, on Major League Baseball's lack of punishment for the Houston Astros in their 2017 sign-stealing scandal. All that. But Alex, we have a fantastic giveaway today. I've never seen Buttons more excited about a giveaway. Now, granted, we've only been working with Buttons for a couple weeks now, so he does tend to get excited about things. We've got tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top. They're coming to Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines, October 10th of this season. It's the 2020 Vision Tour. Tickets do not go on sale until Friday, but not only do we have tickets for our listeners all week long, you can win a pair just by tuning in between 4 and 6. You can get them during a special pre-sale on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We've got details on our website at kgymradio.com, but the password is DL2020. Well, more details on that coming up in just a little bit. I mentioned the NBA All-Star game before we get into Iowa and Minnesota. You were in Chicago over the weekend.
I got to Chicago to take in a few of the festivities that were going on. We've talked about this all the time. We talk about it with the Big Ten basketball tournament, how Chicago is a tough place to have an event like that because there's just no central location. It's such a immaculate city that there are just so many different areas to have these things. But Chicago got quite a show. Between the dunk competition, the Rising Stars game, and the All-Star game last night. So it was a good weekend for the sport, a good weekend in Chicago. And I tried to go meet Giannis. It just did not work out very well.
But you did cross paths with a former Iowa basketball star.
I did. And in fact, when I was standing outside on Michigan Avenue, there walked B.J. Armstrong right by me, and I had to do a double. I was like, "That's B.J. Armstrong." So I had to say something. Sure enough, it was, and he was doing an event for I think a former teammate with Scottie Pippen. The store was releasing a jersey of his that I think one of Scottie's first All Star games that they were selling at this particular store, and they were having an event, and couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Any other All-Star? Well, I know you got a selfie with Ralph Sampson.
Got a selfie with Ralph Sampson.
One of the great big men of the early 80s, college and NBA. He doesn't quite know how to take a selfie.
No.
I understand it.
No, but he usually looks away from the camera right before the picture was taken, but ran into a couple other NBA players, but I know there aren't a lot of Sacramento King fans around here that know who Rashawn Holmes is. One of their outstanding power forwards, but met him as well. But just a good weekend, and that was a fantastic dunk competition.
I have to admit, never in my life have I felt like I missed out on an all-star game. I don't usually view them as anything worth my time, other than to pay attention to for purposes of doing my job. And over the course of the weekend, there were probably two or three times where I felt, holy cow, I think I actually missed a moment here, like a cultural sports moment. And shame on me, because with the passing of Kobe Bryant, I probably should have had an idea that maybe this year's NBA All-Star Game, especially with the rules changes, was going to be a little bit more interesting than it has been in the past. But you had the slam dunk contest, which was supposed to be rigged to end in a tie. Not rigged, but it was supposed to end in a tie.
It was so good that they just wanted to hand out two trophies,
and
except the arithmetic kind of got screwed up.
There's an Iowa caucus joke in there somewhere for the NBA All-Star Game, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to make that reference, but they screwed that up. And then the game itself yesterday was entertaining, and my favorite part about it was the fact that not only were the players playing for a charity, they were raising and raised a ton of money, but they put the kids down in the lower levels. This is like, if you're an Iowa fan who has been clamoring for Carver-Hawkeye Arena to have the student section down around the floor, that's kind of an idea of what it would be like. These kids who were into the game and loud and cheering, and it was a great atmosphere.
It was, and I will say this, being in Chicago and being around some of the events, and I didn't get to go to the game or to the dunk competition itself, but one thing is painfully clear about the NBA is that it appeals to the youngsters more than any other sport in this country. They know how to appeal to kids more than any other sport.
Well,
and it's not
just
even
you
close.
Wait and see till old Rob Manfred comes along with his pitch clock and his three batter minimums. And hey, kids, I got a little something for you here. Why don't you come on down to Rob Manfred's corner of the street and let me introduce you to baseball the way he thinks it's meant to be played. 319-366-1600, by the way, is the First Federal Credit Union text line. The number again, 366-1600. You can use it to reach out to us here via text or pick up the phone and give Buttons a call. And if he deems you worthy, he will pass you on through to us here. We mentioned Major League Baseball's very bad, horrible, no good weekend continuing for Rob Manfred, a man who I have absolutely no love for and hope. I've never, well, I can't really say that, honestly. There have probably been a couple times where I've wished someone would lose their job. It's not a great feeling, but I'm not a great human being. So I'm fully capable of admitting that and looking myself in the mirror. I want Rob Manfred to lose his job in the worst way. And he's employed, he works at the behest of 30 Major League Baseball owners who really like the guy because he's made them a ton of money. But Rob Manfred he's lost the players who play the game that he oversees. He referred to the World Series trophy as a piece of metal over the weekend, which drew the ire of Justin Turner, the Dodgers third baseman, who said the only thing that is, I'm trying to think of the exact quote here, but basically the fact that the word commissioner was on the World Series trophy was the only thing that was a blight on it. And now you've got Mike Trout, a genuine bona fide superstar. Major League Baseball has wanted Mike Trout to be more outgoing, more outspoken. He's very quiet, very reserved. He was that way when he played here in Cedar Rapids. Baseball has a marketing problem. Rob Manfred has longed for Mike Trout to step out from the shadows and speak up and be more recognizable. They got their wish because Mike Trout is now coming out and saying that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball aren't doing enough to punish the Astros for their sign stealing. Rob Manfred actually came out over the weekend and said he doesn't want teams to punitively act against the Astros. He doesn't want pitchers throwing at Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, things of that nature. So he's got the Astros back here, whether he wants to admit it or not. It's a fascinating, fascinating weekend. We haven't even mentioned the wonderful, tremendous performance by our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks over the weekend. I'm aware of the final score.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw. Cover the spread. That's right. Our Battlehawks, our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks, 2-0 against the spread.
Backdoor cover.
Heading into the home opener next week in St. Louis.
Against the New York Guardians. The lowly New York Guardians.
Is
Matt McGloin going to be benched after he called out his coach at halftime saying that the game plan was terrible?
This league is... If you can get past the fact that the football's not terribly entertaining.
Which I think people can.
You had a quarterback, Matt McGloin, the former Penn State quarterback over the weekend, in a halftime interview, throwing his coaches and his teammates under the bus and being benched for the second half. You had Mark Trestman, the former erstwhile former Bears coach, picking up a victory over the weekend. They lost. That's right. They lost to Seattle. I forgot about Jim Zorn and the Seattle Dragons beat Mark Trestman's team.
The DC Defenders are the best team in the league.
You're sleeping on our Battlehawks, Alex. I know the record
is Battlehawks. I think they're 1-1. They have a chance to move up, and Jordan Tamu has been great. But Cardale Jones?
What the hell are we doing talking
Cardale
about?
Cardale Jones can play. Change my mind. 319-366-1600.
What the hell are we doing talking about anything other than Iowa and Minnesota at Williams Arena? How did Iowa win that game? They did it with Luka Garza in foul trouble. They did it with some officiating toward the end of the game that I'm never one to complain about officiating, but... Man alive, did it look like Minnesota got a lifeline in the final seconds of that game.
That foul call on Luka Garza was an absolute joke. That fouled him out of the game.
And yet Iowa able to go on the road and check off another box, because even we were sitting here last week saying, look, this team has one win on the road in Big Ten play, and it was against Northwestern, and that doesn't really count. This was a much-needed victory on multiple fronts for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, and the beauty of it all is that as the game was unfolding, people were losing their minds, melting down on Twitter and social media, and they're throwing Fran under the bus. Why isn't he calling a timeout? Minnesota goes on an 8-0 run. Horrible coaching. And then Iowa wins the game, and those people just melt back into the shadows. Everything is copacetic. They win that game without C.J. Frederick, with Luka Garza in foul trouble, and Ryan Kreener
and Joe Wieskamp,
trying to be Superman.
Joe Wieskamp with 2 points.
That, to me, is really... I struggle to wrap my head around how you can only get 2 points from Joe Wieskamp and win on the road. And a low scoring... If you would have told me that Iowa was going to score what it did... And asked me on Friday, okay, here's what Iowa finishes with. What's the outcome? And I'd be like, whoa, ugly loss. Minnesota probably wins by 16, 18 points if that's the final score on Iowa's side of the ledger. Nope. Iowa escapes the Twin Cities with a victory, a much-needed victory. 319-366-1600 if you want to weigh in on the Hawkeyes. Tremendous performance. Gutty. Gritty. Any other G adjective that you want to throw at the Hawkeyes, more than welcome to 366-1600. Let's go to Riverside and bring Jim on the program. He's going to bat leadoff for us tonight. Jim wants to talk about the Hawkeyes. The floor is yours, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, you mentioned it while I was on hold, but then throw in the fact that Wieskamp only had 2 points. I don't know. People have bitched about the kid, but I think the team takes their lead from Connor. He is tough as nails mentally, and he's the one I would like to have in the line there at the end. I know he missed the one free throw. Bakari Evelyn stepped up. Kreener and Pemsel were, that's exactly what we need out of them. That was a huge win for the Hawkeyes. Mentally tough, and we have not said that about a Hawkeye team for, I don't know, since when. And I go back to the Vince Brookins era, so.
It's been a fun, and I said this on Twitter over the weekend. If you follow me at Todd Brommelkamp, you're well aware of my feelings on this Iowa basketball team at this point in the season. It's been a fun ride so far, especially if you're an Iowa fan. This is an easy team to get behind. I don't think there's an ego. There's not a me first player on the floor for the Hawkeyes. They're the epitome of a team. And they weren't expected to do any of this.
No.
None of it.
They're not selfish, but they're very confident, if that makes sense. There is a controlled cockiness to this team, and I mean that in the best way possible.
I was going to retweet some random person. I came across a tweet that the person said something about Luka Garza seems like he would be a real... And it wasn't a very pleasant word. And I thought, okay, I got to say, he's one of the most humble Iowa basketball players that I've covered in 20 years. And then I stopped myself and I did what I think a lot of people need to do in this day and age, especially people who have a platform or you have more than, say, 80 followers. I chose not to amplify the nonsense. Just don't amplify the nonsense. And so I just did something that I do probably 36 times a day, just to hit the discard button. So you follow me on Twitter and you know all of the monkey poop that I throw through the bars on the cage that is Twitter. Just know that there's about 75% of stuff, the thoughts that come out of my head that don't even make it out into public because I catch myself before I let the poop fly. 319-366-1600. It's hard to nitpick. Now, the Connor McCaffrey stuff, and I addressed this on Twitter over the weekend as well, it's very difficult to be the son of a coach or the daughter of a coach. You get a lot of angst that the fan base has toward your parent projected on you. The expectations are just higher when you are the offspring of a coach, when you share the last name of the person who's running the program. And for whatever reason, people have been on Connor's jock since he became a Hawkeye. Now, whether it's the high school ranking, he was a fairly regarded recruit coming out of high school. For whatever reason it is, I think there are some people out there that think this kid was going to step on the floor at Carver Hawkeye Arena and be a star. He doesn't need to be a star. He needs to be the type of player that you're seeing him be right now for Iowa to be successful. He takes care of the ball. He doesn't turn it over. He's a great teammate.
I saw him in high school. He's exactly the player I thought he was going to be. A good player. A player that makes an impact. And if you watch basketball and you know basketball, you know that he makes an impact. Now, I am one that believes that he is a pretty decent shooter and he can be a better shooter than he has been. It's all about confidence with him. It's all about between the ears. And you can tell on any given night what type of performance you're going to get from him offensively. He's either going to be on fire or he's going to be off the mark completely. And I think that could change as he gets older because that's how it went when in high school. He consistently got better every single season as a shooter to the point where he was well above 40% his senior year. And he was one of the best shooters on that team. And I'm not ever going to say he's going to be a 40% shooter at this level, but he is more than capable of making shots. But what he does, I don't know if you realize this, but Iowa has a really good post player. And his name's Luka Garza.
Well, ESPN apparently didn't, because they tweeted over the weekend four possibilities for the Naismith Award.
I saw that.
Or the Wooden. I can't remember whether it was Naismith or Wooden. And it was the Wooden Award, because I said, I'm an actual Wooden voter, and none of the above, to quote Montgomery Brewster. So maybe the rest of the world still needs an introduction to Luka Garza. But yes, they have a tremendous post player.
And Connor McCaffrey is by far their best post passer. The guy that can get the ball into the post to Luka Garza. So I think people who watch this team and people who know the game of basketball know what he brings to the table. And I will say that the criticism of him is much less this year than it has been in the past. And I also think that the role that they have him playing, where he's not primarily on the ball and he's not your everyday point guard, and he's not asked to guard other point guards, Fran has done a much better job this year of playing to his strengths than he did last year.
It's really, it's the coaching job of Fran McCaffrey's tenure at Iowa. He's had more talented teams than this one, but I'm not sure there's been a team that he's coached that's been more fun to watch. And again, I think it's because the expectations here were, man, maybe they flirt with 500 this year. Maybe they flirt with the NIT. And that was best case scenario for most people who were at least grounded in reality at the onset of the season. We knew Jordan Bohannon wasn't going to play. We knew that Iowa wasn't going to get through the entire season without some sort of injury or injuries affecting the lineup along the way. We didn't quite know that Jack Nungy was going to be out all season, or that Patrick McCaffrey wasn't going to be able to play, or that you'd have now two separate stints where C.J. Frederick was going to be bothered by feet and ankle issues. But coming into the season, you sort of accepted that, hey, it's probably not in the cards this year. And now all of a sudden, here we are on February 17th, and it's very much in the cards. What it is debatable, but I think you're looking at a team that can make a deep run at the Big Ten tournament, a team that right now is an NCAA tournament, and a fairly decent seed in the NCAA tournament because of the body of work. And it flies in the face of everything that you should have expected coming into the season, which makes for a fun season.
I think yesterday was a microcosm of that we're trying to break down. Well, how did they win that game yesterday? The foul trouble, the lack of offense, Joe Wieskant with just 2 points. To me,
big boards, though.
Yes.
Two.
To me, that game came down to, there was one team on the floor that was mentally tough, and there was another that shut down the stretch. Minnesota, down the stretch, looked lost offensively.
Yeah, I mean, we've given a ton of credit to Iowa. Let's throw some sand in the face of the Gophers here. They folded.
They
folded like a cheap card table.
Folded like a lawn chair. They knew that they needed that win to stay into the discussion of being they're squarely on the bubble. Are they going to get in the NCAA tournament? Well, if they are, they need to get that win. They have an 8-point lead. And whatever that was that they were doing offensively looked like a team that knew it and was not ready for that type of moment.
Poor little Richard. Poor little Richard. 319-366-1600, the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can get $200 just for opening a brand new checking account at one of First Federal's Eastern Iowa locations. Here's where you can get the details. firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Buttons is ready to give those Def Leppard and ZZ Top tickets away. We're going to do that. Buttons, trust me, we will get to it in the 5 o'clock hour before we chat with the one and only Mac McCausland. We got to get to John Walters before we get to the voice of the Cyclones, who has a big call tonight on the Cyclone Radio Network. We got to get Alex in here with a big board update.
The Iowa basketball team picked up a crucial 58-55 victory in the Twin Cities yesterday over Minnesota. The Hawkeyes survived foul trouble, a tough game from Joe Wieskamp, and just a 4 of 13 clip from beyond the three-point arc to collect their 18th win of the season. Luka Garza had 24 points and 8 rebounds in the victory as Iowa moves to 9-6 in the Big Ten, and that puts them in a tie for third place with Rutgers and Michigan State at the moment. The Iowa State men are set for a big Monday matchup against number 3 Kansas tonight in Lawrence. The Cyclones are looking to avenge a 79-53 loss to Kansas back on January 8th in Ames, but it's not going to be an easy task against a Kansas team that has won 10 games in a row. The Iowa women got back on track yesterday, 97-71 over Wisconsin. Kathleen Doyle led the way with 22 points. Freshman McKenna Warnock had 20 points off the bench on 4-of-5 shooting from beyond the three-point arc. The Iowa State women had their three-game winning streak snapped by TCU yesterday in Fort Worth, 82-72. That came at the hands, as I mentioned, of the TCU Horned Frogs. The Iowa baseball team got off to a 2-1 start to the season in the Snowbird Classic in South Florida. They picked up wins on Friday and Saturday over Kent State and St. Joe's before dropping yesterday's contest against Pittsburgh by a score of 10-8. Iowa is going to head to San Diego next weekend, where they're going to play some really, really good clubs. I believe they're going to start out with San Diego State, then Arizona on Saturday, and then the University of San Diego on Sunday.
And Cedar Rapids native Joey Gase currently turning left at Daytona with the rest of the Daytona 500 field. The rain-delayed Daytona 500 resuming today. He is well off the lead. We'll keep you updated if anything happens with him at the Daytona 500. John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joins us from Fog Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas when we return after this.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward. And I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, you're talking with an owner, someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
Doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
And we welcome you back in at 4:32 here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio and more, thanks to the new Jim OT on 107.5 FM. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Stick with us, because coming up in about 45 minutes, you're going to have an opportunity to see Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Def Leppard and ZZ Top. They're coming to the Iowa Events Center, Wells Fargo Arena, October 10th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., You can actually get in on a special pre-sale on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. We've got details on our website, kgymradio.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about that when we give those tickets away coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Joining us now from Lawrence, Kansas, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, his appearance sponsored every Monday by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. It's John Walters. And John, no Tyrese Halliburton, no problem. How important was that 81-52 win over Texas this weekend for this team's psyche?
Well, I think it was great for the guys to win a game like that against an opponent that had beaten you a couple weeks earlier at their place. Now, both teams a little bit depleted, obviously. Tyrese Halliburton not playing for Iowa State, and then with Febres out and Jericho Sims out, and then Pullman got hurt during the game for Texas. Certainly, they weren't at full strength, but Iowa State completely dominated the basketball game, and they really followed the game plan to pound the ball inside. And Solomon Young got him off to a great, great start, and then Michael Jacobson had by far the best game of his season. And so when those two guys are playing well at the same time, Iowa State can be pretty good. And if they're three post guys, they've had a lot of games where one of them's been good. They've had some games where two have been good. They've seldom had all three be good on the same night. But when they can at least have two of them be really good on the same night, it certainly increases Iowa State's chances of winning. And they're going to need all hands on deck tonight against Kansas. But that was a good one to get in the win column. And Iowa State's played much better at home here in recent weeks and started to do a very nice job protecting their home floor.
You mentioned Michael Jacobson. It had been kind of a tough year for him. How nice was it to see him break out the way that he did?
Yeah, I was really happy for him, especially because one thing that's never changed with really any of those guys is their work ethic, how hard they've gone at it. And, Michael plays hard every single game, and sometimes the results are there and sometimes they aren't. But it was great to see him rewarded with some shots going through the basket. And, he dipped all the way below 40% from the floor. And, a year ago, this was a guy that was shooting 57% from the floor. So to see him hit 8 of 9 against Texas and really get back in a nice offensive rhythm, and then his teammates looking for him. And when he hit a couple threes, you knew it was kind of his day. And he's certainly capable of that. It's a mystery to me why he's dipped so far in his field goal percentage, but it's not for a lack of effort, and hopefully he can just get on a little bit of a hot streak here and really turn it. I think we've seen with this Iowa State team throughout the course of the season that Halliburton was kind of the one guy who was really consistently there night after night with pretty consistent numbers. Other guys have been kind of up and down. And, of late here, Solomon Young has really found his niche, his groove, and now Jacobson getting a little of his mojo back, and Prentice Nixon doing that too. He's played some good basketball lately. So if they can get more guys playing well on the same night, then they've got a chance to really accomplish something here in the final few weeks of the season.
8 o'clock tip-off tonight at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. You can hear John on the call right here on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM. John's appearance, again, brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. What's the mood like around this team at Allen Fieldhouse today? This is always a special place for Big 12 teams to visit.
Yeah, I think if you're a competitive person, you like going into the toughest environment there is to see where you stand and see how you stack up. And I think for these players, it's exciting to come into this environment. I think, we've seen in the last couple weeks Iowa State go into some environments that where the arena's been less than full. Got to kind of create your own energy. That certainly won't be the case tonight. I think everybody's going to be charged up and ready to go. Obviously, Kansas is on a tremendous roll. They've won 10 games in a row. They've been really dominant in doing so. So it's a tremendous challenge. You got to play very, very well. But, Steve Prohm has had success against Kansas. He's 4-6 against the Jayhawks. Iowa State as a team has won 7 of the last 14 meetings with Kansas. So they've had success as a program against the Jayhawks, much more than really anybody else has had. So, I think they should come in here at least thinking if they play well, they'll have a chance. And then you put yourself in a position where hopefully at the under four timeout, you're in it with an opportunity to win it. And then you try to make those plays down the stretch. But got to get there first. That's the first challenge, and it's a big one because Kansas, the big thing with them when you play them on their home floor is to avoid those big, big scoring runs. They're so capable of putting together a 12, 14, 16-point scoring run where they get out in transition and really run on you. And Iowa State has to avoid those live ball turnovers that lead to those kind of runouts and those scoring runs. And, you know, that's a lot easier said than done, especially without Halliburton. But you look at Iowa State's guard play, it's been pretty good the last couple games. But, you know, you can't get in a situation where you're turning the ball over against Kansas. And they're going to really get out and pressure and try to create those turnovers. They know Halliburton's out. They're going to come out and really try to pressure the Iowa State guards and try to force turnovers. And Iowa State's going to have to be up to that challenge.
How much of a tough task is it really for any team to try to match up with Devon Dotson in the way that he's played this season?
Dotson's a really talented player. He's so quick. And he's a guy that almost always goes to his right, but is so good at doing it and is so quick that you still have a hard time defending it. He's not as effective to his left, but, you know, kind of like Matt Coleman at Texas is really effective to his left and less effective to his right. He's so quick doing it to his left. But those two guys are really similar type talents. And Dotson's a guy that has really improved over a year ago, although he has struggled with his three-point shooting of late. Now, since the game at Iowa State, that's where it's really dipped. He's shooting 19% from the three since that game. He was shooting it really well going into that game, and in that game he shot it well, but he has not shot it well since. But he's really good at getting to the basket, creating for others. He's just still a young player, just a sophomore, but the leading scorer in the Big 12 and a truly gifted talent out of Chicago originally. He went to Charlotte and played in high school there for his final year and then ended up at KU, but really a really good, talented player.
Just three home games remaining for this team at Hilton Coliseum. The next one this weekend against Texas Tech. That's a team that beat Iowa State pretty handily earlier this season, I think by 20 in Lubbock. What's changed for the Red Raiders since then?
Well, they were just adapting at the time, I think, to a bunch of new faces in their program. You know, they lost a lot of guys off that NCAA runner-up team a year ago. And so Jamias Ramsey, one of the really good young players in the league, they've got some talent. Moretti is very capable of heating up on a given day. They're a decent team, maybe not quite as strong as a year ago, but I don't think anybody saw their run coming a year ago either. You know, and they were good and shared the conference championship with Kansas State last season, but I don't think anybody saw them as a team that was going to go to the Final Four or to the national championship game. But very well coached, and you never know, they could make a similar run again this year. But I'll be impressed if they do. I don't think they have quite the number of volume scores that they did on the team a year ago. Culver was a tremendous player, went on to the NBA, but it should be a good opportunity for Iowa State on its home floor on Saturday. The team's been playing well at home. They really handled Kansas State. They handled Texas. They beat Oklahoma pretty soundly on their home floor. They've done a pretty decent job protecting their home floor here lately, and they're going to have to continue to do that this coming Saturday.
I want to talk about the team that Iowa State just pummeled, the Texas Longhorns. There's been a lot of buzz about whether or not they're going to move on from Shaka Smart at the end of the season. Have you been surprised that Shaka Smart hasn't been able to turn a corner with this program? Because it seems like year in and year out, they've recruited at a pretty high level.
They have. They've gotten good players. And they had, you know, they were getting good players before Eli. They've always gotten good players there. And it is a little bit surprising that they haven't had more success. But, you know, I think his system, the reason it was successful at VCU was that he was able to recruit guys that maybe weren't the four or five star guys, but they really fit well into his system, which was a full court pressing system and, you know, created all kinds of havoc, kind of the 40 minutes of hell, Nolan Richardson type style that led to a lot of turnovers and layups and scoring runs like we just talked about with Kansas. And so that style fit very well for what he wanted to do at VCU. And then he was able to recruit under-recruited athletes that fit that system well and were great defensively and were great finishers, and they had a ton of success. At Texas, you know, you have to go take those four- and five-star guys. And I'm not saying, like, what a terrible thing for a guy to have to take a four- and five-star guy. I mean, he's wanted to get these guys, but it's different. You know, it's different when guys come in and they're not necessarily going to play that style of basketball, and so you have to kind of adapt and play a different style and coach a different style. And I'm not sure it's a perfect fit for him. And so, you know, it hasn't worked out, I think, like everybody expected it would. He had such great credentials going to Texas. But, you know, college basketball is very unpredictable. Sometimes you think a guy's a perfect fit for a job. I thought when Iowa State hired Greg McDermott, I could see no way that that wasn't going to work. And it didn't, you know, and he's had success after Iowa State and before Iowa State. And, you know, sometimes that just happens in life, and it's just very unpredictable. But for some reason, Shaka Smart in Texas just doesn't seem to be working as well as a lot of people thought it would.
John, have a fantastic call tonight. We're looking forward to hearing it, and we should pick up coverage at 7 o'clock on the Cyclone Radio Network, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. We'll talk with you next Monday.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
And John's appearance, again, brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship Partner. And Craig, a huge Iowa State fan, season ticket holder. And John's got a point. The team has played well at home for the most part this season. I got to be honest with you, I didn't see 81-52 coming over the weekend, especially these two teams had just played 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. It's called a collapse. It is what it is. I mean, there's no way, in my opinion, Iowa State should have lost that game, but they wound up losing in Austin. I think it was 72-68, if I remember the final score correctly. And they come back and just absolutely hand Texas its lunch, 81-52. They got to move on from Shaka, right?
Oh, they have to.
I mean,
I agree.
BJ and Marion, if you're listening right now, 319-366-1600. He's not getting it done. He's recruiting, but he's not getting it done where it matters most.
I agree 100% with John's assessment, and that's sort of the theory that I came up with, that when you wonder, okay, why is Shaka Smart not working out at Texas? And you think about the way that he played at VCU. It was full court pressure, guys diving all over the floor, guys running up and down the court, no matter what. It was just fast all the time. And you can't just plug anybody into that system and think it's going to work. Think about the teams that implement that type of system at the BCS level. Look at the Big 12. West Virginia comes to mind. West Virginia doesn't go out and try to recruit 4- and 5-star guys to fit that system. Bob Huggins knows that it's not going to work if they do. You bring in a guy like Mo Bamba. You bring in a guy like Courtney Ramey. Whoever they bring in, they have to take the top-of-the-line players. And it's just not always going to be a guarantee that the 4- and 5-star recruits, the McDonald's All-Americans, are going to be able to play that style of basketball. So I think that Shaka Smart has had to reinvent himself. He's had to implement a completely different system than he had at VCU. And how do you just completely go away from what you are as a coach? Not very effectively. And that's why Texas is in the spot that they're in. And I think Shaka Smart needs to go back to a mid-major program. I think he'd be a very successful coach if he did that.
It may be a good season to be looking for a new head coach, especially if you value an experienced winner, because somebody may be back on the college coaching market. We'll tell you who when we return after this.
Coach Matt Campbell talks a lot about trusting the process. I've been saying the same thing about financial planning for nearly 25 years. At True Wealth Stewardship, we have a process to create meaningful, workable financial plans for people just like you. Our clients trust the process. Shouldn't you? Visit TrueWealthStewardship.com to learn more.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward. And I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, you're talking with an owner. Someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both. Then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. That's the number 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Go to 5hewin.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention, everyone. Dell's President's Day sale is officially on. Save up to $400 on monumental tech deals. Shop early savings now with amazing deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. And don't miss our limited quantity doorbusters on the 17th. That's huge savings on everything from Dell computers to Samsung TVs, plus free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
449, welcome back in, and oh, this is amazing. Major League Baseball is punishing a member of the Houston Astros. Breaking news. It's Francis Martez. He's being suspended for 162 games for testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs, so doesn't have anything to do with the sign-stealing fiasco that has embroiled all of baseball this offseason, but it's nice to see the commissioner's office handing some sort of punishment to a member of the Astros. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, rolling along to 6 o'clock tonight. Plenty to get to, including an opportunity for you to see Def Leppard and special guest ZZ Top coming to Des Moines in October. Tickets for the 2020 Vision Tour stop at the Wells Fargo Arena and the Iowa Events Center go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But we've got details on our Facebook page, KGYM Radio. Stop by, give us a like if you're still a Facebook user. We've got details there on how you can get in on a special pre-sale beginning at 10 a.m. on Thursday. We'll give you the code. You've got to have the code to get in and buy the tickets. Again, go give the KGYM Radio Facebook page a like and check out that post for details on how you can get in ahead of the general ticket sales, which go on sale to the public Friday at 10 a.m. Plenty more to get to, but we mentioned that there could be some big names looking for college coaching jobs this offseason. There may not be a bigger name than John Beilein. John Beilein reportedly is close to being out as head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers after half a season on the job. So this was a Woj bomb dropped in the middle of the All-Star game over the weekend.
That the Cavaliers were taking this time to discuss the fact that John Beilein may step aside before they resume play in the second half.
This was, I remember.
This has been a disaster of epic proportions.
I don't think there's another sport, of the four major sports, there's not another example where there have been just so many bad fits trying to go from one level to the next level. Maybe college to the NFL, but there's something about the NBA. You look at Rick Pitino, failed miserably. John Beilein, I remember being stunned that he was leaving Michigan. A 5-year deal, and I remember thinking, what in the world are the Cavaliers doing, giving a guy who's never coached in the NBA 5-year deal? Well, turns out that maybe it wasn't exactly the best thing to do. They go through coaches in Cleveland post LeBron like it's absolutely no big deal. I've always liked John Beilein. I first encountered paths with him. I like to say I first ran across him at West Virginia because we literally ran into one another in downtown Kansas City. He was coming around a corner and I was coming around a corner and smacked right into one another. I've been a big fan of his for a long time. I think he's a really good coach. I think Michigan would take him back in a heartbeat, although, you know, they're kind of all in on Juwan Howard at this point.
What do you do if you're Michigan?
It's, man, that would be really tough to...
You wouldn't be able
to trust him at that point, right? I mean, you can't... It's like in a relationship where one spouse cheats on the other spouse. You might take him back, but you're probably never going to trust him again, right?
And like your new relationship, I'm not saying that you're a top 10 team, but you're... I think they're fairly happy with what they've been able to do.
And
Juwan's
going to be able
to,
he's going to be able to recruit the heck out of Michigan. I mean,
absolutely.
So I don't think they're going to have buyer's remorse there at all, but it was just, it seemed like that relationship was doomed to fail from the get-go. It was like, okay, here's a guy who's never coached outside of college before. Never even, you could say, name me 100 coaches you think of when you think of the NBA. They don't even have to be NBA coaches, but just give me 100 coaches. I don't think Beilein would have been in that list of 100 names that I would have read off. He's a college guy. And this has been a tremendous failure. The players don't really seem to have any
really
respect for
like
him.
Don't like him at all.
This was before the whole thugs and slugs comment, which I think was basically used as a way to help push him out the door. There's also, and I don't know a tremendous amount of the particulars here on this, but his son is going through something. Patrick Beilein was the head coach at, I believe it was Lemoyne, right? Where John Beilein had coached previously. He stepped down at the beginning of the season. It's very vague. I don't think any of the particulars have been released about it, but he cited personal reasons. So I'm sure John Beilein has had a lot of off-the-court distractions going on this season that have just absolutely amounted to a lot of pressure, both as a father and then professionally as a head coach. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for him to hit the reset button and start over at another college. And it also wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing for him to just retire and ride off into the sunset. I mean, what else can John Beilein do at this point outside of winning a national title?
I just don't think – I think that he got fed up with the way that college basketball was becoming the wild, wild west with recruiting. And I think that's part of it. But then he jumped to the NBA and realized that the grass isn't greener on that side of the on that side of the yard either, because he went into a situation where it was sort of a no-win situation right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers are awful, and they're going to be awful until they bring in another superstar to launch them into the spotlight. And they've been awful pretty much for the last couple of decades, save for when LeBron James was there. So I'm going to be very interested to see what he does, because I think he's another guy who, if I'm Texas, I'm trying to throw a lot of money at him to come take over my program. Is he going to want to do that, though?
He doesn't strike me as a Texas type of guy, but we've seen coaches go to regions of the country where they're not necessarily from or comfortable with and have success. And Texas isn't going to be the only program looking for a coach this offseason. You never know what the carousel is going to bring. If John Beilein wants to get back into the college game, chances are he's going to have multiple opportunities. He has yet to officially either step down or be fired, but it does sound like it's imminent, according to Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for the final 60 minutes of the program. Back with more after this.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
It's a dumb thing to do. So don't do it.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
How about this for a headline from Pro Football Talk? If the NFL commissioner had so badly bungled a situation like MLB, the MLB commissioner is bungling the Astros sign-stealing scandal, the NFL would already have a new commissioner.
Really? We forget the Ray Rice incident already?
Goodell's incompetent, but he's not Rob Manfred level.
No, nobody's that incompetent.
Stick with us, because coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Mac McCausland's going to be with us in 30 minutes. We will get his thoughts on Iowa's road victory over Minnesota, Iowa's improbable road victory over Minnesota, and what lies ahead for the Hawkeyes this week as they return to Carver Hawkeye Arena. Plus, your opportunity is 15 minutes away from being among the first people in Eastern Iowa to get your hands on tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top at Wells Fargo Arena. They're coming in October of 2020. We're going to have a pair of tickets for you in a matter of minutes. Stick around. A lot to get to over the next 60 minutes on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Back with more after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Christine Lisi, developing story. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin today on ESPN's First Take continued to defend quarterback Mason Rudolph. This following another allegation from Browns defensive end Miles Garrett that Rudolph directed a racial slur at him before the November brawl. Tomlin also addressed speculation the Steelers were part of a cover-up.
Anybody that knows this organization, knows what it stands for, understand how the Rooney family gets down from a business standpoint, that's laughable. We would not participate in the covering up of such issues, and we would obviously do what was appropriate in terms of dealing with those circumstances.
Angel slugger, three-time AL MVP Mike Trout criticized the Astros, said he didn't agree with the punishment with players not getting disciplined by MLB for the sign-stealing scandal, considering it was a player-driven matter. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner lit into Commissioner Rob Manfred, who characterized the World Series trophy as a piece of metal when asked about stripping the 2017 Astros of their title. Turner said that showed Manfred devalues the trophy and is out of touch with players.
Coming up on Tuesday, 70 wins for the Bucks, top seed for the Lakers, and all the second-half stories from the NBA, plus the latest from Major League Baseball and the quarterback carousel. Tuesday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd and Alex with you for the next 60 minutes. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM. Your home for Iowa State men's basketball tonight as the Cyclones get ready to take on Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. John Walters on the call. We'll join the broadcast at 7 o'clock this evening. That game also heard on 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM, bringing you the best of local programming, as well as some of the SB Nation radio network broadcast, Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault, among others. You can get details about the new Jim OT on our website, kgymradio.com. And while you're there, you can vote in today's poll question. Is the NBA All-Star Game the most entertaining of the All-Star formats in the four major sports? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Must be almost nitty-gritty time because I see Buttons on the other side of the glass looking extremely studious right now. He is focusing on the task at hand, and that is hooking somebody up with tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top. We'll give you an opportunity to win those in the next 10 minutes. I promise. Continue listening. If it gets to 5:15 and we haven't said anything about the tickets, then you are free to call Buttons and have him come in and yell at me. So tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top, the 2020 Vision Tour, coming to the Iowa Event Center, Wells Fargo Arena in October. We've got them for you here in the next 10 minutes. Mondays on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Randy's Flooring, a proud sponsor of the, or proud partner, I should say, of the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital. You can find out how select purchases at Randy's directly benefit the mission of the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital by visiting them in Cedar Rapids or in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Happy to have them on board with us as the Monday presenting sponsor. 319-366-1600 is the number to reach us here in the KGYM studios. We've got more Iowa basketball talk coming up in about 25 minutes with Mac McCausland. Maybe Mac has the answer on how Iowa pulled that game off at Williams Arena, because I don't think anybody can quite put their finger on. They're going to score 58 points and Luka Garza is going to foul out of the game. Give me your best guess. If we said that on Friday, Iowa finishes with 58 points and Luka Garza falls out of the game, what's the final score of the game? I think most people would have said Minnesota 70, Iowa 58.
Yeah, I was going to say like 74-58.
And yet, so I got to do this, and a buddy of mine, I don't normally throw friends of mine under the bus on the air. He shall remain nameless. I'm not gonna do that to him. But I got a text the other day that said, "Where's the best place in Cedar Rapids to watch Iowa?" A friend of mine was in town, and I, of course, being a great company man that I am, gave him several options, all businesses who spend money with us here on KGYM. This is at shortly before noon. The game tipped off at Williams Arena. And the next thing I hear from this friend is at 2:32 yesterday afternoon. "What the blank? I got upset with 6 minutes to go and left. What happened?" I don't look. He's probably not the only person who maybe got frustrated and took the dog for a walk, or decided that they were going to go down to the basement and fire up the lathe and do some woodworking. I don't know what it is people do when they get frustrated, but walked away with 6 minutes to go, gave up, and lo and behold, saw the final score and then needed me to fill him in and say, well, it was an 11-0, 12-0 run. Minnesota couldn't buy a basket. They
couldn't get into an offensive set. They just kept turning the ball over time and time again. It was something to behold, and you have to give Iowa all kinds of credit for finding a run when they needed one.
You do. It's a fine line to walk here, because if you just you're banging the homer drum if you give Iowa all the credit, and then you sound terrible if you say Minnesota gave the game away,
right,
because people are going to say,
yeah,
you're not giving Iowa any credit. It was a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. I mean, let's not ignore the fact that Minnesota on its home floor couldn't close that game out. But at the same time, give Iowa all the credit in the world, because that's a team that outside of winning in Evanston had struggled on the road. They lost in Lincoln to a Nebraska team that is six players shy of being mediocre. So for them to be able to go on the road into a really tough environment, I mean, that is it's just a strange place to play. You got the elevated floor. It's not the most up-to-date facility in the Big Ten. It's something to go, and the crowd is hostile. They don't like Iowa. And to go up there and pick up a win on the road, be able to come home now with a little momentum as opposed to a couple losses in a row, which could very easily spiral out of control. We've seen Iowa do that before. That's a huge win for the Hawkeyes.
Gigantic. That's the thing. I we can break this game down till we're blue in the face, but the only thing that matters right now for
Please,
Iowa,
please let's not,
is whether or not they win or lose. They won that game, and they're tied for third place. It's another quad one win. It's a quad one win on the road, and they were able to come up with a victory in, yes, the most ugly way possible, but sometimes there's a little bit of beauty in the ugliness. And I think that game was
I told women that for 15 years before I got married. Yeah. It never worked. Come on.
There's a little beauty in the ugliness, and that game was Exhibit A, because now they come home. They play an Ohio State team that's playing much better, and right now they don't have the horses to win with style points. They will take any win that they can, and especially when Joe Wieskamp only has 2 points. And yes, I know he did some other things, but the problem is, once again, I'm going back to the simple math of C.J. Frederick is not out there, and look at who they have on the court with the ability to score. And I think we all know that Luka Garza, no matter what, is going to score 20, 25 points per game. The question becomes, where are the other points coming from? And I think yesterday, Ryan Kriener gave them just enough outside of Luka Garza to put them over the edge in that game. And they found a way to beat Minnesota. And like I said, one team looked, you could tell who the more mentally tough team was yesterday in Minneapolis.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was abundantly clear down the stretch.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to join the conversation, either via the telephone or the First Federal Credit Union text line. Both options are available to you. FirstFedCU.com/KGYM will give you details on how you can take home $200 just for opening a new checking account with First Federal. And to go back to that game, even when things are not going great for Iowa, they have tended to get contributions from guys elsewhere. As you mentioned, Joe Wieskamp, they needed him to score yesterday, and he wasn't getting the job done in that column of the box score. But you look at those, what he finished with, 7, 8 rebounds?
8 rebounds.
Each one of them at a critical time, it seemed. When you're not coming through in one area of the game, you're coming through in another aspect of the game. And go back to Friday's program. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joined us inside the Big Hour. What's the name that he threw out there as far as a player who you needed to see step up and not necessarily shine, but step up? He said Ryan Kriener needs to be that senior leader. And what are we seeing out of Ryan Kriener? Granted, some of the shots, not the greatest, but he's not out there hunting. I mean, he took shots that were there for him to take. I thought he deserves a tremendous amount of credit. If you're handing out an MVP award from yesterday's game, you give it to Connor McCaffrey.
I just sort of think about, what would Connor McCaffrey look like on this team fully healthy? If the team was fully healthy, if Jordan Bohannon's out on the court, if CJ Frederick's out on the court. He is the perfect ingredient for having him standing out, playing that four position in a small ball lineup, four out, one in, and just distributing the ball all over the court, because he has found what he's good at. And once again, credit to Fran McCaffrey for realizing that this is his best spot. Don't put him at the point guard position and have him be your primary ball handler. Don't have him guarding the other team's point guard, but put him in a spot where he can succeed, and he is doing that, and he's doing it with a shorthanded team. What would he look like with a team that's fully healthy? And I hate to kind of look and say, well, what about next year? But what I'm trying to say, he's found his niche, and he's playing it to the best of his abilities. And I still think there's some untapped shot in there. I think he's a pretty decent shooter, and you see it every once in a while. You see him knock down some big-time three-point shots, and I think that that's going to get better.
Iowa is, a 28, I believe, this week in the net rankings. They have 7 quad one wins. They only have 2 losses that are not quad one losses. There was 1 quad two loss on the record and 1 quad three loss. It's an outstanding resume at this point if you're the Hawkeyes, and that game yesterday is one that could have swung the pendulum in the opposite direction. And like I said, you start stacking losses in February, and you would have fed into that old narrative, because there are people out there who are ready, and they were ready to pounce at halftime yesterday. The here comes the fade. Now, not all seasons are created equal, and this isn't your regular Iowa basketball season, so if you're just waiting, you're lying in the weeds, and you want to come out with the fade discussion, as we said on Friday, not having any of it. But there was that talk, and about midway through the second half, suddenly it started to get quieter and quieter and quieter. And now nobody's talking about it. You want to talk about how one victory can change the narrative almost immediately. If Iowa loses that game yesterday, it's Armageddon on the phone lines today. I guarantee we come out of the
way they would have lost that game, the style of game that we saw yesterday.
We come out of the gate today, I bet we would have had 4 phone calls in the first 10 minutes if Iowa lost. They didn't, and it just placates everybody. Speaking of phone calls, I'm looking at the clock. It's 5:15. None of you called me on that. Yeah, I said if it was 5:15 and I hadn't given away the tickets, that you were supposed to call Buttons and have him come in here and yell at me. I don't want to get yelled at by Buttons. I don't like getting yelled at by anybody. So pick up the phone and call Buttons right now. 319-366-1600. Because caller number 6 is going to take home a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Def Leppard, at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, October 10th. And not only that, they're bringing ZZ Top with them. It should be a great show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win them before you can buy them just by listening to us all week long here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Best part is, we're even going to clue you in on a little pre-sale that the folks at the Iowa Event Center are doing this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Details are available on our Facebook page, KGYM Radio. Go there, check it out. We've got the link there for you. 10 a.m. Thursday. Tickets will go on sale, a special pre-sale, and you need the code capital D, capital L, 2020. The link, again, is provided for you on our Facebook page, and that is that. Buttons is going to let us know who our winner is momentarily. 319-366-1600. From Iowa to you and I, it was a tough loss over the weekend for the you and I Panthers. As you and I have mentioned, no pun intended, the Panthers just need to win games at this point. And every setback is going to make it easier if it gets to the point where the selection committee has a choice to make. Every loss from here on out for you and I don't want to say cripples their case, but it's going to make their case more difficult if they ultimately don't get that auto bid in St. Louis. Now, they go to Arch Madness and they win the tournament there, they're in. No big deal. But as we had Gary Parrish on with us on Friday, And I'm not sure if I'm Mike Halas, I would have admitted to listening to this program on the air, but Mike did that on the gym class earlier today. Gary Parrish said he likes you and I, but it's going to be difficult for them. At any mid-major, you just got to win the games.
They
win
do.
Win games and make it impossible to keep you on. Like you said, Steve Prohm at Murray State won, what, 32, 31?
They went undefeated during the regular season. They lost in the championship game of the OVC tournament on a buzzer beater. And I think they had Isaiah Cannon and Cameron Payne on that team. Star-studded team. They didn't get into the tournament. They did not make it.
Now,
so,
the MVC is better than the OVC, but it's a mid-major problems or mid-major problems. So
you and I needs to win games, and they need to get good positioning for Arch Madness, and they need to win Arch Madness. That's the fact of the matter. I don't think they're going to be able to get into the tournament without it, especially after that loss to Loyola. So you and I and everybody that watches the Panthers and follows the MVC can sit here and say that's a tough Loyola team. And it's very difficult to go into Loyola and win. We can all say that, but the selection committee is not going to see it that way. The selection committee is going to say, well, you and I lost to the 93rd ranked team in the net rankings. And they lost to Southern Illinois, who's in the 150s. And they lost to Illinois State, who's like 190th. So I know people consistently ask, well, who would you rather see? I'd rather see the teams that have had a good record. Quite honestly, I think it's ridiculous that mediocrity gets rewarded. But that's why I'm not on the selection committee, because the selection committee has shown time and time again that they're going to look at the resume and how many quad one wins a team has. And it doesn't matter what conference, whether or not a Murray State or an East Tennessee State or Furman or UNI has won 30 games that year. They compare each other based on who have you beaten. That's the question that they ask. And a team that has 10 quad one wins versus a team that has two, you know which one's going to get in and which one's going to be left out. So you and I, go win the tournament in St. Louis. You're more than capable. You're the best team in that league.
I got to get me some East Tennessee State gear. Every time the East Tennessee State talk comes up on the program, and Steve Forbes, the Lone Tree native, who's done a fantastic job with that program, I feel like, even though I don't know him personally, he's been on the show before, I feel like we should rep him a little bit more here in Eastern Iowa. It's a difficult life to live if you are a mid-major, because, again, going back to that conversation with Gary on Friday,
I thought he
Gary
did the
Parrish,
best job of explaining this
right,
than anybody I've ever heard.
Porter Mosier went through this after Loyola went to the Final Four. You had teams that were suddenly buying that game off their schedule. It's okay, what's the contract language say? Well, if we owe you $150,000 if we don't play this game, well, we found somebody else that we're going to play there.
Bryant. So, I was going to say Bryant or Kennesaw State or whoever.
Coppin State will do anything for $50, and I mean anything.
Chicago State's
another one. Hey, we got to fund the other athletic department program somehow. If you're a mid-major in this day and age, it's virtually impossible to break through the glass ceiling, because outside of being able to schedule a big-time opponent in November or December, they're to the point now where they won't even take some of these teams, as Gary said, to round out the field at the exempt tournaments, like in the Cayman Islands and Puerto Rico and Mexico, because the teams that are signing up from the Power Six, they're worried about crossing paths with those teams in November and December. It's part of the reason why the Big Four Classic went away. Iowa was not exactly shedding a tear that it didn't have to worry about coming across you and I on a year like, oh, say 2020. And so now you're at the mercy of the league that you're in. And the problem with the MVC is, we've covered, this is not new territory, when Wichita State and Creighton bolted you can do your best to try to replace it, but Valparaiso ain't doing it. And so the problem is you don't get credit for beating the teams that you beat.
No.
And you get kneecapped every time you lose a game. And all of a sudden, you're a one-bid league. And so we'll get more into this, I'm sure, on Wednesday when Gary Rima joins us on the program. But it's just, it's got to be extremely frustrating. And then on top of that, if you've got a good coach at a mid-major, it makes it really difficult to keep that coach because you go through this and you realize, man, like Hayden Fry back at North Texas, when he decided you're winning 9 games a year and you're not getting a bowl invitation, I got to go to a bigger school where I'm going to go bowling. Coaches are going to bigger programs, the Power 5, Power 6 in college basketball, because it's easier for them to get into the tournament. 523. I feel like we've buried the lead here. We haven't mentioned at all that Brett Bielema's name is coming up for the Colorado job. How do you feel about that?
I love it. I would not be opposed to that at all. I think Colorado could and has done a lot worse than Brett Bielema, and I think that would be a nice fit in the Pac-12. I really do. Now, it would be a change from what they've built, but I think that's the direction that Mel Tucker was kind of heading in, and a defense-first head coach that is going to instill a little bit of toughness, I would be for it. I really would.
Everything that I've read said he was practically begging Michigan State to offer him the job, and it didn't come to fruition. If I were Brett, I would have cooled my heels in the NFL for a good decade, just sat back, did a minimal amount of work, collected money, not have to worry about recruiting, not have to worry about kissing the ring of donors who have the personality of a wet napkin. He wants back in the college game, and it'd be good news if you owned a restaurant or a bar in Boulder, if you could get Brett Bielema in town.
The dark horse. That's
the place to go in Boulder.
You can find a picture of Coon's dad on the wall from his college days. Still there. I've checked every time I've gone back. The dark horse. Some of the best chicken wings you will ever eat, too. Phenomenal chicken wings.
Interesting. I've never been to Boulder. I love Colorado.
It's beautiful.
Colorado is the one state when I think you go to high school in Iowa. If you went to high school in Iowa, there's a good chance that you know 4 people who live in Colorado.
Oh, absolutely.
I know
at least 5 or 6.
It's a great place to. It's not a terrible place to live. Let's be honest. Now you deal with the winter. And if you're up there in the mountains, the winter can be 8 months long.
True.
Been there in August, and all of a sudden there's been snow. But you get past that. The summers out there are fantastic. Plus, you don't have to spend as much money on booze because you get there twice as fast on half the beverages. 319-366-1600. By the way, congratulations to Mike from CR. He's our winner tonight of the Def Leppard and ZZ Top tickets. Again, those tickets not even on sale yet. This Friday, 10 a.m., but you can win them before you buy them. Our next opportunity for you to take home those ZZ Top tickets, Def Leppard ZZ Top tickets, tomorrow between the hours of 4 and 6. Let's get a big board update. Mac McCausland is set to join us in a few minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the state of the Big Ten and Iowa's big road win over Minnesota. But first, here's Alex.
The Iowa basketball team picked up a crucial 58-55 victory in the Twin Cities yesterday over Minnesota. The Hawkeyes survived foul trouble and a tough game from Joe Wieskamp, and were also just 4 of 13 from beyond the arc in order to collect their 18th win of the season. Luka Garza had 24 points and 8 rebounds in the victory as Iowa moves to 9-6 in the Big Ten, which puts them currently in a 3-way tie for third place with Rutgers and Michigan State. The Iowa State men are set for a big Monday matchup against number 3 Kansas tonight in Lawrence. The Cyclones are looking to avenge a 79-53 loss to Kansas back on the 8th of January. That game was in Ames. It's not going to be easy to avenge that loss because Kansas has won 10 games in a row. The Iowa women got back on track yesterday with a 97-71 victory over the Wisconsin Badgers. Kathleen Doyle led the way with 22 points. Freshman McKenna Warnock had 20 off the bench on 4 of 5 shooting from beyond the arc. The Iowa State women had their three-game winning streak snapped by TCU yesterday in Fort Worth by a score of 82-72. The Iowa baseball team got off to a 2-1 start to the season in the Snowbird Classic in South Florida this past weekend. The Hawkeyes picked up wins on Friday and Saturday over Kent State and St. Joseph's, respectively, before dropping yesterday's contest 10-8 to Pittsburgh. Iowa will be in San Diego next weekend to take on San Diego State, Arizona, and the University of San Diego.
Cedar Rapids native Joey Gase currently running 37th at the Daytona 500 as they wrap up festivities there. The race beginning yesterday and almost immediately running into problems with Mother Nature. A quick note for Cubs fans here in eastern Iowa. There was some news out of Cubs camp in Arizona today. Tom Ricketts meeting with members of the media. The Cubs' new TV network, the Marquee Sports Network, they have struck a deal with Hulu to be available on that service. So there's an opportunity for Cubs fans in Iowa who want to watch the team and don't have access to the Marquee Sports Network. You can subscribe to Hulu Plus, and they should have all of the games there for everybody.
Tom Brady have like another encrypted, like a crazy tweet that made no sense to break that news?
No.
Is he a Cubs fan?
But if you're talking about Tom Brady, the rumors are out there that the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders are putting together a two-year offer to Tom Brady that would pay him about $30 million a year, which makes no sense to me, but you're looking to make a splash?
He's not going to the Raiders.
I wouldn't
give me
think
a
so.
Break. I
heard
he's not going anywhere near the Raiders.
I heard Matt Perrault last week on Pushing the Odds, which you can hear on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT, as well as 106.3 FM between noon and 3, say that if you dropped Brady onto the Las Vegas Raiders, that it would instantly next year when when the Raiders locate to Vegas, it would make them the most wagered on team in Sin City. That it would just absolutely, the interest level in betting on the Raiders in Las Vegas would go through the roof.
And that's true, but it wouldn't make them any better.
No, correct. That and that has nothing to do with the price of tea in China or the amount of money in Mark Davis's fanny pack. We'll take a quick timeout. When we return, you wait all week long, at least if you're our friend on the text line, 5350, Mac McCausland is set to join us when we return after this. We'll get his thoughts on Iowa and Minnesota yesterday at Williams Arena after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them.
right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
5:34, welcome back in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, as well as the all-new Jim OT on 107.5 FM. I'm good for that about once every 2 months. I turn 3530's phone number into 5350, and there's probably somebody out there with a 5350 phone number that wonders why the heck we're talking about them. My apologies, Kyle. Don't take it personally. We have with us the sage of college basketball here in Eastern Iowa, the one and only Mac McCausland, who's kind enough to grace our airwaves each and every Monday. And Mac, how would you describe what Iowa was able to pull off? Yes, that was sort of a Houdini act. They had no business winning that game, and yet here they are, 58-55 winners at Williams Arena.
Yeah, you know, statistically, you look at everything, and you just, it's one of those games you do wonder, A, how they won, and then B, when you watch the team, and we've seen them all year, I don't know if there's anybody playing with more heart, more guts, more effort than the guys they put on the court, regardless what their skill level is. And then, of course, to have probably the hardest working person in college basketball, and that's Luka Garza, leading them, you know, by example, by points, by rebounds, by effort. Then you understand how they win.
It just seemed to me, as I've said throughout the course of the day, that there was one team that was confident that they were going to be able to execute down the stretch, and there was another that went into a shell. And the way that Minnesota executed their offense or didn't execute their offense down the stretch, that was sort of very telling to me which team was the more mentally tough of the two.
Yeah, and which one is more confident.
Right.
As we've seen, Iowa has come from behind. They've had leads and then won. They've gotten blown out of games, I mean like 20, 30 points, and come right back. And a couple of those games, obviously Purdue and Nebraska, looking at talent, you would probably say Iowa should win. And they lose exceedingly high in numbers. But like I say, then they come back. So they've just proven all year long that this is a different team. It's an unusual team. You go back to the very first game to DePaul, and, you know, I think everybody was ready to jump off the Iowa ship for the year. Kids were wondering, geez, we've worked hard for 3 months. Coaches said, gee, we think we've got a pretty good team. And then, as we know, between right then in October, and you started having injuries, and somehow, some way, they bounced back. And, you know, the word's resilient. But you just wonder how that comes about. And it comes from everybody individually being able to put it together, where when you talk Minnesota, once one player couldn't execute and do things, it seemed like it was a battle of flu or a cold going through their team. All of a sudden, the guard couldn't handle the ball. Then the bigs couldn't go inside. Arturo had trouble at the free throw line. He's not a great free throw shooter, but he certainly caught the bug of not being able to get it down when it really counted. So, this is just the epitome of every cliche that you can come up with, but it is the right description, the right words, and I couldn't be prouder of coaches, players, and the Iowa fans. For it's been a long time since they've fallen in love with the team, and I think maybe Tom Davis's last year when there were extenuating circumstances. Well, this year there's extenuating circumstances with all those injuries, and it's just brought everybody closer. And you can tell once again on the bench when players either mess up or make a great play, everybody is together. They aren't separated by classes, experience. They're just one happy Hawkeye team.
Mac McCausland with us, talking Hawkeye hoops and more. Why does Connor McCaffrey not get enough credit for his contributions to this team this year, Mac? Is it as simple as his last name?
I would say, A, part of it is the last name, and B, I don't want to insult a lot of our listeners, but I think people that really understand
do it. Go ahead and do it.
the game of basketball, if you know the game and how the game has to be played, and you know people have to have roles, that's why even at the pro level, you see where teams put together great talent, top scorers, whatever, yet it's going to be the team that plays the best together. And, I mean, you look at Connor's line on that game, and you wonder, how valuable is this guy? Well, what's he do? He can't score. He's not a fancy passer. He's just maybe, honestly, the most valuable player to his team. Not the most valuable player of his team, but to his team. You take him out of there a month ago, and I'm not sure they'd have the same record, even if they were to keep some of the other talent. He just really understands, I will stay away from Garza, let him have space. I will make sure we get him the ball in the right place. And that's probably what he does that people don't understand or don't appreciate, is when he passes you the ball, he's getting it in your shooting area, your shooting pocket. He's getting it to you an angle where you've already sealed somebody off, or you've already got an angle to drive it. He is definitely the guy that's, as they say, one pass or two passes ahead on the offensive end of the court. And then defensively, his attitude just is terrific. It's negative in the sense you're not getting by me, and you're not getting a layup. And if you do get by me, I'll make sure you don't get a layup. He uses his fouls well. He uses his strength and length extremely well. And I think people don't really realize he's a tall kid, 6'5", maybe just a hair under 6'6", and long. So these are things that the game of basketball, go around and look at, and coaches go, I like the kid. And you say, well, why do you like him? Because I like the way he plays. Well, that's what Connor McCaffrey is. And then you watch an all-star game last night, and I haven't seen an all-star game like that maybe ever in my life, certainly not in the fourth quarter. Those guys were playing for the love of the game, for the love of their team, and they wanted to show people they got a special product, and that's what Iowa is. It's a special product. Connor McCaffrey is a special leader.
The role that he's playing this year kind of reminds me of when I say Tyrese Haliburton, people think of this year and how good of a scorer he's been this year, or had been until he got injured, and how he's kind of that prospect to the next level as a point guard. But last year he was playing off the ball. They didn't run a lot of stuff for him offensively, but he was their best passer, one of the best in the country at assist to turnover ratio. And he played that role perfectly, and that's what Connor McCaffrey's doing this year. How much credit goes to Fran for realizing, okay, these are his strengths, let's put him in a spot where he can succeed?
There's no question. Again, I think the father-son relationship, and you've grown up with basketball for 20 years, and Fran has grown up with it for 50 years. And Fran, too, is a very high IQ player. You watch what he runs, as they say, his sets, his out-of-bound plays. There aren't any other or many other coaches that can run the stuff he does and keep having the patience, but it helps immensely to have somebody that's grown up in your family. And I think their attitudes reflect that. And I think we've seen, you know, until the last 2 years, as they say, it was Fran's red face was the personality. Now it is probably the barking of Connor McCaffrey. You see him out there barking at referees. You know, he's never committed a foul yet. And you just keep watching, and he just leads by his example in his area. I'm back to what you said earlier. I don't know why they don't give him credit, other than the fact, A, he's a McCaffrey, and then B, you just don't understand the game then. I'm sorry.
Top 25 showdown at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Thursday. Ohio State coming to town. What type of team are we going to see in the Buckeyes?
That is a good question. You know, early in the year, you saw a very high potent. I thought they exceeded expectations in the first 6 weeks. And then you get to January, they're in the top, whatever it was then, 5 or 10 in the country. And then they started to lose 3 or 4 in a row. And, you know, maybe they lost confidence. Maybe they were starting to come back to where I thought they would be. And right now, I'll just go back to our statements back in October. We thought there were going to be a couple teams at the top, a couple teams at the bottom. And it's been pretty much that. And then the other 8-10 teams were just going to have to play hard, win some games. And then you're going to be in that top 4 or 5. And that's where, of course, you want to be for the tournament. The top teams, where we thought might be Maryland and Michigan State. Well, Michigan State is still up there, but it certainly has been the Maryland year. But every team has lost games that you would have thought, there's no way they'll lose it. You know, they might not play well. It might be a close game. But every team has lost games where you shake your head and go, how did that happen? And that's where Ohio State has been. But they're starting to play better again. But the one thing that's been a truism all year, home teams in the Big Ten, for whatever reason, are practically unbeatable. And if you do beat them, you have to play exceptional, just like Iowa did up at Minnesota the last 8 minutes of the game. It was a flawless effort there. Now you got to see if you can take care of home court. And, of course, Iowa's got 3 games left there. So they could end up with a heck of a record for the year.
We talked about the factors that made it so improbable that they were able to find a way to win yesterday, and foul trouble was one of them. I threw out another one, Joe Wieskamp only having 2 points. What do you see from him when C.J. Frederick is not on the floor? It seems like he gets a little bit more attention and may not have as big of a factor offensively.
Yes, you're absolutely right. When you have 2 really good shooters, and I would consider when most of your offense, as those are, 2 individually are, come from threes, and they both shoot over 40% from threes, and then you take one of them out, I think it's like losing your twin brother. You know, you just don't know what to do for a while because you balanced each other so well. Defenses had to be spread to take care of them, and different teams have different philosophies. Are you going to put your best wing defender or front man defender on Wieskamp or on CJ? Well, when you put the best on one of them, that means the other guy probably has a better chance to score. And that's, I think, what we've seen when they've both been in there. They're a tough team to guard. And then we know Toussaint certainly is the up-and-down freshman, but he has speed that's exceptional to set those people up. And he's always looking ahead. And if you look back at film, Joe, or it could be Connor, will get the ball. They may take a dribble, and they may not. And they are getting that ball down to both those guys, CJ and Wieskamp. You know, they're already down at the free throw line extended. And if they're open, even if it's 1-on-3, 1-on-4, if it's open, they'll take the shot. And I think missing their partner is what's hurt Joe. And it will continue to be the thing that's maybe where he has to mature, if you want to use that, and just say, hey, CJ's gone. I'm getting 30. And then go out and do it.
Mac, last question before we part ways with you tonight. We've got about 60 seconds left, but 3530 wants to know an under-the-radar team that you like, that you've seen this season. It can be a Big Ten team. It can be any other team in college basketball, but a team that maybe isn't getting as much love right now as you think they deserve.
I'm going to go back, and you know, other people may think that's pretty obvious. I'm going to say Villanova. You look at them, and this is a Jay Wright special. You know, yeah, they've won two national championships out of the last 3 or 4 years, but those teams had real high-level talent. They had NBA talent. They had drafted talent. And I would challenge you, if I say it now, okay, who's their starting five? Who are two of their starters? You know, they're just a heck of a well-blended team, well-coached team, and I like what they do, because if there's one thing you get every time out of them, it's defense. 2 weeks ago, I'd have said Butler. Now I've switched over to Villanova. Butler and our friend LaBelle Jordan have run into some trouble.
All right, Mac, appreciate it as always, and we will touch base with you next Monday.
Very good, and hopefully Hawkeye fans, I know it's a weekday game and a late game, but come out and really support this team this week and then again next week.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
6 o'clock start on Thursday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Top 25 showdown, 6 o'clock Thursday night start. It's the life and times in college basketball here in 2020. You do what TV dictates, and I can't imagine what that game would be like if it were a 7 o'clock start, but I'm sure Carver will be full, and Iowa's playing really good basketball right now. I don't know what type of Ohio State team that's going to be, and neither does Mac, but it should be a fantastic game, and we will, of course, see what the future holds for the Hawkeyes at this point, but they're coming off a win. They've got some momentum after a win on the road. There is a big game in the Big Ten this week coming up on Wednesday night. It's Minnesota and Indiana, sort of a de facto. They're playing for a lot in that contest with where those two teams are right now in the standings.
Yeah, I think the loser of that game should be eliminated. Now, we can have this debate all we want about what the committee is going to do versus what we want them to do. But at some point, there's a level of mediocrity, even with a good resume, that excludes you from getting into the NCAA tournament. And I think that the loser of that game will cross that threshold, especially if Minnesota then would be under 500.
Just a listless performance from Minnesota in the final 4.5 minutes of that game yesterday against the Hawkeyes. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store on a Tuesday edition of the program. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward. And I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, You're talking with an owner, someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day, global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year, and that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-680-7221. That's 800-680-7221. 800-680-7221.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
And welcome back in. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT 107.5 FM with you for just a few more minutes. Before we go, a reminder that KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank for our Community MVP program. If you've got an organization or a charity that's got a fundraising event coming up and you would love to hear us or the gym class talk about your event, well, you can submit your information at least 60 days ahead of said event, and we can probably get you on the air here, courtesy of our friends at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Details on KGYMradio.com. Don't forget, while you're there, vote in today's poll question. It has to do with whether or not you think the NBA All-Star Game is the most entertaining All-Star Game of the four major sports. Poll questions brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. A couple minutes to go here before we step aside on a Monday night. Big one coming up for Iowa State in Lawrence as the Jayhawks host the Cyclones as a 16.5 point favorite at Allen Fieldhouse tonight. And yet I'm seeing a lot of places that I follow taking Iowa State in the points. They think the Cyclones, coming off that massive blowout over Texas this weekend, bring a little momentum with them to fog Allen Fieldhouse. You're not so sure.
I understand the theory, but have you seen the way that Iowa State has played against top teams this year?
And away from Hilton Coliseum.
Correct. Away from Hilton Coliseum against top teams, including Kansas, earlier this season. So, might have
16.5 is a lot.
It is a lot of points.
It's a lot to play with. Now, the money line on that is Kansas minus 1,700. So, you'd have to wager $1,700 just to win $100 on the Jayhawks tonight. If the 16.5 makes you a little leery and you just want to bet the money line, there's not a whole lot of value there. If you are into sports wagering, make sure you tune in on Wednesday for WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. That segment usually airs around 5:30. Buttons is letting us know that we still have not heard back. We were supposed to have a special guest tomorrow on the program working on getting MLB Network's Bill Ripken with us. He of the 1989 Fleer baseball card infamy. He's got a brand new book out, and his people were trying to line him up for tomorrow. We'll do our best to get him in the hopper. The gym class is going to kick off local programming tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament. They will talk high school wrestling and more. Local programming back here with the gym class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes kicking off another three-hour block of programming tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If you missed anything from today's show, you can download or listen to our podcast. We make it available for you online at KGYMradio.com. Have a great night, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home.